hospitalized with burns. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Did back pain follow you into the new year? Dr. Jeff Pasley has been practicing in Millbrook since 2006 and meets one-on-one with each patient. He can show you other ways of managing your pain besides medication, and you won't feel like you've been lost in the conglomerate healthcare shuffle. Millbrook Family Chiropractic accepts most insurance plans. They have convenient office hours, and they don't overbook. Find out more by visiting MillbrookChiropractor.com, by calling 285-8483, or find them on Facebook, Millbrook Family Chiropractic, 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital Chevrolet ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Capital Chevrolet on the Eastern Boulevard. Find new roads at Capital Chevrolet. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit NewsTalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Severe thunderstorm watch in effect for much of east central Alabama. Clusters of thunderstorms, but not every town will see one. Risk of damaging winds in the stronger storms. Our weather app will alert you if there's a watch or warning for your particular area. Low temperature tonight, 75. For tomorrow, kind of a routine forecast, high around 94. triple-digit heat index near 105. Widely scattered storms around. Rain chance coverage about 30% Sunday and Monday, and not much change on Tuesday. Get our free weather app today. It includes interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, shows you where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Plus, get warnings instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let's see if I can get this microphone straightened out here. There we go. That's better. My name's Terry Adams, Postman's co-hosting tonight. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a body and mind numbed by the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. And I do not have advanced illusionary schizophrenia with involuntary narcissistic rage. I can promise you that. Let's get into the Bible. Genesis 1:14, and God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times, day and days and years." Postman, what's significant about that?
What's significant about that is the fact that that they tell us we shouldn't study the stars, and the Bible clearly tells us to actually look up. And it tells us that the stars in the sky are used for signs, mm-hmm. and to mark the passage of time.
Correct.
All right.
Okay, next. Okay, here we go. Luke 22:7-12. I'm going to do the King James on this one. "Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat.' And they said unto him, 'Where wilt thou that we prepare?' And he said unto them, 'Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready.'"
Now, that verse is, when I hear it,
mm-hmm.
it's talking about the actual events that's supposed to take place, you know, during Passover. He was telling them, you know, where to go, and what's amazing about this, how in the world did the guy carrying the pitcher of water know that that he was going to actually tell him where to go?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because he's God.
Yeah, he is. He is. And, yes. You know, and that's why I said that.
Yes.
And, I mean, think about it. In those days, you was really hard-pressed to see a guy carrying a pitcher of water. You're really hard-pressed. Because yeah. the women did all the preparation.
That's true.
Yeah,
true.
They did.
You're right.
They did. And it was kind of taboo. It was like a man carrying a purse back in those days. Or, like, well, yeah, actually, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But these days, you know, men carry a purse.
Yes.
Purse, especially, you know, if they're... if they're, you know,
yeah, I know,
gay,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
But you're hard pressed to see a guy carrying a pitcher of water.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about.
And what's so really fascinating about this is he asked him. He said, "Follow him into the house." Okay.
Right.
Now, in my mind's eye. He asked him when were they where would they meet, okay?
Right.
He knew he was about to die. He knew that, and that was his last meal. And the thing was, he said that, you know, during the meal, that he wouldn't eat with them again until they assemble again after he came back. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knew.
All right. He knew. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Now. The guy that was carrying the pitcher of water, he was telling him where they were going to meet in a few days or the next day or a few hours, and he was also telling him wh- where they were going to meet in the future when he returned.
Mm-hmm.
In his second coming.
Wow.
Because the guy, I believe, that was carrying that pitcher of water is a picture of the of a house, of a zodiac house, the Aquarius. He was carrying a pitcher of water.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Read the next verse.
You got it. All right. This is going to be from Mark chapter 5, starting with verse 22. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she had grown worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. I love this story, by the way. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they had said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child's not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," is that how you say that?
Talitha kumi. Yeah.
Kumi.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. What's going on here?
All right. That little girl was, she was literally dead. She had literally, went from one state to another.
Okay.
And the moment that he asked her to get up,
yeah.
And the position that she had, in the synagogue, her father was the overseer or the director of the synagogue,
right?
And they in those days, well, actually, we still call it that. We call it the assembly. All right.
Okay, so her father was like an elder,
right? Yeah, he was kind of like an administrator.
Okay,
and this is it's actually a beautiful story, and it ends up in
it is a beautiful story.
Yeah, it is, and it actually ends up 42 light years from here.
How so?
She was immortalized. She was immortalized in a binary star that was in the right front paw of the Great Bear Ursa Major.
Really?
Yes. Yes. There's a star. There's a star. The star, and the right paw of the Great Bear, is called Talitha.
Oh wow!
Yes, it is. It is. And her name actually translates. I actually did the etymology of her name. Yeah. You know what her name means?
I have no idea.
Her name actually means daughter of the assembly.
Which is what she was. Wow.
And her name is immortalized in outer space.
How about that?
And I mean, harkening back to what I said about the about where we should meet him, mm-hmm. about where the disciples, should
right.
meet him. He asked. They asked the water bearer. They asked Aquarius.
Yeah, right.
Yes, they asked him
in the upper room.
And he told him. He told him, said, follow him into the house. Follow him into the house of Aquarius,
right.
Which is what we are about to do as a people.
So you're saying house means the house of the zodiac?
Yes. Uh-huh. About to follow him into it.
Wow. That's interesting.
And not only that. Now, I've got to do some research on this.
Okay.
And I didn't have a little bit more research on it, you know, because there's some planets orbiting the star, and I want to get the I don't have the name of them. But there's, I think there's three planets orbiting this star. And wouldn't it be fascinating if this is the place where we're to assemble after ascension?
Where we're raptured to,
right.
I guess,
uh-huh.
would be the way to look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to go somewhere.
Wouldn't that be fascinating?
That would be fascinating. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Wow. We got to hit a break. Late for a break. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, Postman co-hosting. We will be back in three short, very, very short minutes. Come back with us.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Postman, you had another thought about what you were saying?
Yes, I did. remembering what I just said about it would be fascinating if this was the place, you know, where we were supposed to meet, mm-hmm. because he said he wasn't going to partake in that again until the gathering took place, until we assembled again, and it's kind of fascinating that this. The star that's at the that's on the right paw of the Great Bear is called the daughter of the assembly, mm-hmm. and the way she died and the way she was brought back to life,
mm-hmm.
and most people don't realize that that when you talk about, they call it astrology. That's such a bad word. You know, when you talk about it in the religious circles, you know, people don't want to actually deal with it. You know, because they say it's got a lot to do with divination and all that. But it doesn't. That's what actually powers the cosmos, and people don't understand it. And we supposed to know this, but we don't.
It's been kept from us.
Right. It's been kept from us. And I made the connection years ago. You know, when I used to go to the library when I was in grade school,
mm-hmm.
the only book I would check out was Guidepost of the Stars, because I wanted to know about them. If you were to go to my high school and check that book out, you'll see how many times I've checked it out.
Wow.
And read it. And another thing too about these zodiac houses that people don't realize. You remember back in the Old Testament when all these animals were being sacrificed, you know, as an offering, you know, to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First they started sacrificing bulls, right?
Right.
Right. And they had been doing that, you know, since times BC. Even Luciferians were doing that.
I know where you're going. Keep
right.
going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was next?
Right. And after that, they started sacrificing rams when Abraham came along. Right.
Is it following the order?
Pretty much.
Is it following the zodiac order?
Yeah, it is. It's following the zodiac order because these two were in a row because Taurus came first.
Now, who could have done that other than the creator of the universe?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Wow.
And he was, in other words, he was, these zodiac houses were ruled. He allowed these Anunnaki rulers to actually rule these zodiac houses. And they actually had control of the earth. They actually had control of this domain, you know, because this was, they set up here. They said it was theirs. They wanted to rule it. So he allowed them to rule it. So he could rule it better than him. And they've had this area in the galaxy for approximately, I would say 432,000 years. They've ruled here, and people, you don't have to believe me. I mean, do the research yourself. You'll find out the same. You'll come to the same conclusion I came to, because. Because
a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. Is that what it says?
Right, it is.
That makes sense.
Yes. And
go ahead.
And as time went on, and I mean, give us some thought. I mean, I don't know all the zodiac houses in order, but Adam, Leo came in, you know, during the era of Leo. Noah, seven generations later, came in Gemini. Okay. And after that, they followed the order, you know, from Gemini all the way around, from Taurus to Pisces, where we are now, all the way up, and Aquarius is next. And
right.
And what I was talking about, as far as the sacrifices are concerned, it was he put some finality to every one of those Anunnaki rulers in those zodiac houses, because they are that what represented that house was sacrificed to God in the end. It had to be.
So it's like God layered all the activities of his people. It's all, there's like a code, a secret code he put in to everything that happens. It's incredible. It's like the Bible code, kind of. It's like only, oh my God, can you imagine intelligence required to do that? To encrypt it. I mean, it's unreal.
And it happened. It happened in Taurus, because they sacrificed the bull first. After
right.
that, after that, we went to Aries, and Aries was ruled by Ram. Yeah, ruled by a small G god named Marduk.
Uh-huh.
And so he came to power right when Abraham was being born.
Huh.
I mean, it's right on the money.
Wow.
Somewhere around 2220 to 2250 BC was when Abraham was born.
Not
somewhere.
A coincidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
That was when we migrated into Aries. Folks, these houses have some significance.
Uh-huh.
And you got to realize that, because that what actually powers the cosmos. There's a reason why we are in the situation that we're in now, because these zodiac houses being ruled by reptoids. They're being ruled by reptilian hybrid beings, and God's allowing them to do it. Their time is up. Pisces is up. Now, when Pisces first came in, that was the era. That was the era when Jesus Christ came in. He was born at the beginning of it. And you got to realize that there's a war that's been going on in the cosmos for hundreds of millions of years. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they hijack each other's zone, each other's agenda.
Area.
Yeah, area, all that. And what Christ did, he came in, and he came in at the front of the era of Pisces, and the only sacrifice that could have been done during Pisces was him, and so that was the sacrifice that had to be made during Pisces. Now we're at the end of that, and what's going on now is indicative to the time. And what we've got to do is we got to come to grips with what was happening, and we've got to come together, folks, to be able to deal with this, because once it all gets started, I mean, you've got to be anchored. You have got to be anchored.
Anchored in faith of good God, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like I've said this so many times. The Holy Spirit told me a few months ago that when all this stuff comes, the only protection you're going to have is through God. That's it. He's the only thing we're going to have to rely on. And it's done that way on purpose, because God is a jealous God, and he's tired of us. Whenever your life is taken over by technology or cars or whatever it is you worship, God's jealous of that. He wants to be the apple of your eye, just like we're the apple of his eye. So he wants us. He wants to be the center of our lives, and he's going to have to be the center of your life if you're going to survive this. That's just it. That's how it works. Amazing stuff. But it's like Postman just said, it's like this brilliant, sophisticated code that underlies everything.
Yes, I mean, it's all throughout it. I mean, you actually have to search it. And the key people is the words. Look at the etymology of the words. I mean, think about it. I mean, all you had to do was just look at that word Talitha mm-hmm. Kume. And what I did was I looked it up, and it actually translated into the daughter of the assembly. Mm-hmm. And I said, gosh, I said, this little girl is immortalized in space.
The assembly is in where all of God's children will assemble.
Yeah.
At the end of time. God, that makes sense. All right, got to hit the bottom of the hour break. Folks, you're listening to Clearing the Air. This is News Talk 93.1 WACV Blue Water Broadcasting. If you have a need that any of the sponsors of this excellent network can take care of, please go see our sponsors. Spend your money with them so we can stay on the air. All right, hit a five-minute break, and we'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-600-6775. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-600-6775. That's 1-800-600-6775.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Severe thunderstorm watch in effect for much of east central Alabama. Clusters of thunderstorms, but not every town will see one. Risk of damaging winds in the stronger storms. Our weather app will alert you if there's a watch or warning for your particular area. Low temperature tonight, 75. For tomorrow, kind of a routine forecast, high around 94. Triple digit heat index near 105. Widely scattered storms around. Rain chance coverage about 30% Sunday and Monday, and not much change on Tuesday. Get our free weather app today. It includes interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, shows you where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Plus, get warnings instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I want to read you something that a listener sent me. Now, she sent this to me, 12:17 a.m. This was Thursday morning. It's almost midnight. Just woke up from sleep and took a quick look at the headlines. All I could see was a frenzy, a madness like wild rabid animals attacking each other and everything around them. Raging and frothing and biting, engaging in the most evil and satanic acts until they destroy themselves with their lust and greed and their hatred. Until they destroy everything around them like a pack of ravenous wolves attacking a carcass. Then it hit me. Now I understand what it must have been like for the prophets in Israel and for Yeshua and the early Christians and how they tried to warn people to repent and were met with anger and mockery and torture and even death. And I know that as much as I would like for things to get better and for people to wake up, it is the same old story being played out. And for a while, the insanity will increase and evil will get worse until the cup is full and running over and God says, enough. Guess it's time to reread the prophets, and this time I will feel their anguish and pain as they watch their nation plunge headlong into total darkness. And the anguish Yeshua felt as he looked at his nation and knew their fate and wept that they refused to hear. Now, I'm not comparing myself to Yeshua or the prophets by any means, only saying that I now realize to some extent how they must have felt. I thought that was from the heart and excellent. Very, very well said. It's unreal. And it's so true, you know. People don't want to listen. And it bothered me for such a long time when I couldn't get people to open their eyes, and I still can't get people to open my eyes. I've had so many people tell me, look, maybe they're not supposed to. You know, there's what we've always read about in the Bible, the book of life, whether your name's written in that book or not. If your name's not in that book, then you're not going to be able to see this, and you're not meant to see it. Maybe that's how we should look at things. It's just hard for me, and it bothers me when I see so-called Christians sitting on the sidelines going, well, you know, it's going to happen. Bible says it's going to happen. All we got to do is ride it out. You know, we'll be there at the end. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way.
You know, Paul said we're to expose the darkness to the light. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's why this show is on the air. That's what I'm trying to do, trying to get you to understand what's going on, who runs this world. As we know from Satan tempting Yeshua out in the desert, this is Satan's world. It is his world. Now, how it came to be his world, we know that 200 Watcher class angels were here watching over mankind, and they made a deal, they made a pact, and they came down, mated with earth women, bore them children. This is all in Genesis 6, the book of Enoch, if you really want to get into the deep details of it. So at some point, I guess Satan, when he fell, if it's not the same falling out, I still am unclear on that, when he rebelled and got kicked out of heaven, apparently he came to this planet. And the 200 Watcher, they all kind of got together and made a plan, I guess. I don't know. We're not really clear on that.
I've got to do some more work on that, but I'm almost certain that he was Aziel.
Yeah, it makes sense, because if not, we're talking two rebellions in heaven, and I find that hard to believe. I'm thinking there's one big rebellion when it said a third of the angels. So that must be the ones that made the deal. And if you doubt that, I mean, it's even reiterated in the Bible. I saw it in church a couple of weeks ago, where it talks about, you know, even the angels who forgave up their heavenly abode for, you know, it's talking about same thing Enoch says. So it's supported by Scripture.
You know, he's got several names. And every time he gets worse and worse and worse, every time he rebels more and more and more, he takes on a different a different persona.
And it's weird, because I read today that the Jews, Satan is not a person to the Jews. Satan is a behavior to the Jews. So Satan is not a person. Satan is someone who's evil, is like Satan. Anyway, that's the way I took it. And I could be wrong. Do your own homework. You know, don't listen to anything I say. But I read that today. It's interesting. Okay, in other news, smart meters. 5,000 utility customers have filed a class action lawsuit claiming they were overbilled anywhere from 30 to 582%. Now, this is up in Maine. They're doing that in Maine. That's a good thing. And I'm sure it'll start happening in other places if they win, and I'm hoping they will. I don't like smart meters because they won't let us know what's inside of them. And anytime they hide something, then there's something to hide. It's kind of how I look at it.
Now, why would the power bills be high? Because they don't need air conditioning in Maine.
Exactly. It's falsifying their usage is what it's doing. Because the whole idea of smart meters was, well, we don't have to send a guy around with a meter to read your meter. It's sent to us electronically, automatically. Well, there's a lot more to it than that. We don't really know what these things do because, like I said, they won't let us know what's inside of them. That scares me.
Yeah, because I've asked. I asked the Alabama Power guy, and he won't.
No.
As a matter of fact, He told me he didn't know, but he just told me he couldn't talk about it.
Doesn't surprise me. 84, you know, he works on this kind of stuff, and he said they won't talk about it, and they won't release the schematics. We don't know what's inside of them. And anytime they hide something, there's something to hide, folks. That's how it works. Okay, earlier I was talking about projection. It is a common defense mechanism. In some areas of psychology, especially in psychodynamic theory, psychologists talk about defense mechanisms, our manners in which we behave or think in certain ways to better protect or defend ourselves. Defense mechanisms are one way of looking at how people distance themselves from a full awareness of unpleasant thoughts, feelings, or behaviors. Psychologists have categorized these mechanisms based on how primitive they are. The more primitive a defense mechanism, the less effective it works for a person over the long term. However, more primitive defense mechanisms are usually very effective, but only short-term, and hence are favored by many people and children when such defense when such primitive defense mechanisms are first learned. Adults who don't learn better ways of coping with stress or traumatic events will often resort to such primitive defense mechanisms. Now, one of these is projection. Projection is the misattribution of a person's undesired thoughts, feelings, or impulses onto another person who does not have these thoughts, feelings, or impulses. Projection is used especially when the thoughts are considered unacceptable for the person to express or that they feel completely ill at ease having them. For example, a spouse may be angry at their significant other for not listening when in fact it is the angry spouse who does not listen. You listening, honey bunny? Projection is often the result of a lack of insight and acknowledgement of one's own motivations and feelings. That's what I was telling you. Let me continue the article. I won't have to go that road. Another example would be when someone who has facilitated the selling of a full 20% of our uranium to Russia and has accepted millions upon millions of dollars from Russia accuses our president of being treasonous because he did nothing more than meet with the Russian president. That is textbook projection. It is a coping mechanism that psychiatrists and psychologists have known about. And that's exactly what the left is doing. That's what Hillary Clinton's doing. That's what all these POSs are doing that are all calling Trump treasonous.
They're acting like they're progenitors. I mean, when a demonic force wants to kill, and they can't make an impression upon this dimension,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can't materialize in this dimension. Put it that way.
Wow.
What they'll do is they'll astro project. They'll project and make a person that's susceptible, you know, to what they want do their bidding for.
Wow.
So they can feed.
That makes sense. A federal appeals court on this past Wednesday temporarily blocked a decision by the EPA, that would be the Environmental Protection Agency, that would have lifted strict limits on the number of remanufactured heavy-duty vehicles known as glider trucks. The big rigs in question have older used engines installed into otherwise new trucks. Rules introduced under former President Obama said nearly all new trucks on the road must use more efficient, less polluting engines. Of course, we know that costs truck drivers and fleet owners a lot of money. The glider trucks emit up to 450 times more diesel particulate matter and up to 40 times more smog-forming nitrogen oxides than new trucks on the market, according to the EPA. So the EPA issued a memo on the 6th of July, Scott Pruitt's last day as head of the agency, and said the agency would not enforce a limit of up to 300 gliders per manufacturer. The EPA in November formally proposed undoing the glider rule, but has not finalized it. The EPA, which said Wednesday it was reviewing the court's decision, has said in the memo that enforcing the rules would result in, and I quote, the loss of jobs and threaten the viability of companies making the glider trucks. All these rules are done to harm businesses. It sure seems that way to me. It's ridiculous. I mean, I've heard stories about EPA showing up at people's farms and saying, well, where does this runoff go? Well, you know, we use a pressure washer and wash our tractors. Oh, you can't do that. Next thing you know, there's a big fine, and they can actually seize the farm. It's insane, the power that this government has taken. It's not supposed to be this way, folks. It's got to be stopped. And once again, this goes back to what Trump's trying to do, trying to take America back. Because just like me, he wants his country back. I want my country back. I don't know that I'll get it, but I want it. Break time once again. This is Clear in the Air. Geez, these things come quite regular. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, Elvis Costello. I like Elvis Costello. Well, it would be no Elvis Costello without Nick Lowe, who's probably my favorite singer-songwriter, but that's for another show. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Clearing the Air. Postman is with me tonight, as always. And I tell you, he's been connecting some dots for me, and hopefully he has for you, everything that's going on. I mean, as I want to hit something I hit in the opening, and it just kills me. It's something that I keep dwelling on constantly, and it's something I feel like we all need to know. You know, there has been and continues to be a great emphasis placed on preventing you and I from knowing this. But know it you will, even if it kills me, and that is America is not the America that we think she is. Not anymore. Trump is trying desperately to retake this country. And of course, you only retake something once it has been taken from you, and I believe this country has been taken from us. You know, when I think back to my high school days, I graduated from high school in 1979, now think about the country that I grew up in, you know, something like Waco or Oklahoma City or, God forbid, 9/11. That was unthinkable to me. Because back in the 70s, if a group of worshipers had barricaded themselves inside of a building where they lived and had law enforcement imploring them to come out, the whole country would have been called to pray for a peaceful resolution to the standoff. The fact that they were trying to worship God, that would have been brought up repeatedly by the media, and the country would have been aghast if a military force, deadly military force, had been used against these people, especially the women and children. But that's exactly what happened, and no one batted an eye. Why not? Could it be that the media, the weaponized media, was deployed to essentially character assassinate those worshipers called the Branch Davidians and to focus all their destructive force on one David Koresh, their leader? We were told that he was a child molester, choosing many teenage wives from the daughters of his followers. We were told that they were dangerous gun traffickers, illegally in possession of unregistered machine guns. We were told that they dealt drugs. We were told that they were welcoming the end of the world and would rather die that come out of that building that the media kept calling a compound. We were told that the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, wanted nothing more than a peaceful resolution to the standoff. And then a large number of the remaining worshipers who had not been allowed to leave, the ones that had not wanted to leave Koresh, and the building which had been their home for many years, was first gassed with cyanide gas, and then these people were burned alive as they lay paralyzed from the nerve agent. And once again, let me reiterate, we're talking about women and children. Now, the feds claim that Koresh, or one of his, quote, militia, notice the term, had fired first, which had started the whole incident. Now, the front door was a metal door, and they would be able to tell by the way the metal had pushed out or pushed in from the door, but it was conveniently lost, so we don't know what happened to the door. Like second graders being called into the principal's office for fighting, except only one of the kids was left to explain what happened, the one which represented the government. Whose side do you think the media was on? All that stuff about Koresh was character assassination. None of it was true. The media made you believe it was, in an act of perception management. The media made you believe that this man was evil. They told us this man believed he was Jesus Christ, that he was a child molester, gun smuggler, drug runner. Because if you, quote, knew that about him, then maybe his being killed by our government wasn't such a bad thing after all. I mean, after all, they lived in a compound, right? Not a church. Note how the changing of one word changes the perception from one of simple people of God searching for his truth to militia-type people trying to overthrow the government. Folks, that's how the weaponized media works. It's very effective. That's what they do. That's how they work. That's how they roll, as they say. That's exactly how they roll. And don't even get me started on 9/11. There's so much wrong with that, the official story. It's impossible. It could not have happened that way. It's not possible. It's against all the... I'm not going to go down that road. I'll get mad. So, moving on, as they say. Monsanto. We know from an ex-Monsanto employee that Monsanto has what's called a disinformation unit within their corporate, that their goal is to debunk legitimate scientists who speak out against genetically modified organisms. Despite the fact that the World Health Organization recently classified glyphosate, a chemical in Monsanto's herbicide Roundup, as carcinogenic, Monsanto has doubled down on aggressively countering all negative press coverage. NaturalSociety.com, that would be Mike Adams. Monsanto has been demanding that the WHO, World Health Organization, and the International Agency for Research on Cancer retract their statements about the poison's toxicity. The company demands that even though a peer-reviewed study published in March of 2015 in the respected journal The Lancet Oncology conducted an analysis proving that glyphosate was indeed carcinogenic, they still want that to be taken out. They question the quality of the assessment. It's unbelievable, folks. And you know what the problem I have with that is? What does it say about a company that places profit ahead of human suffering and death? That's the bottom line. What does that say about a company that does that? You know, they were named the most evil corporation in the world, and I have to agree with that. These people don't care. They don't care about us. God, I sound just like the owners by Carlin, but it's so true. They don't care about you at all. Yeah, at all.
I know someone that works for Monsanto locally.
What now?
I know somebody that works for Monsanto locally.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he and I were talking about him, and you know, he only goes so far, and he said, he verified it. He said they're some of the most evil people on the planet.
Yep. I believe that.
And I'm not going to say what he does because a lot of people will know who it is. You know, because
I understand that.
Yeah.
Do a little anonymity thing.
Right.
That'll work. Well, I don't know about y'all, but the little short mean woman and I have hit this phase where we pretty much have everything we want. We're not rich by any means, but, you know, we have the stuff we want. We have TVs and we have cars and a nice house. We have a pool. We're not rich. Like I said, we live in a little small house close to the shop so I can get there quick when the alarm goes off. But we've hit the time in our lives, we're almost 60, and it's time to minimize. There was recently a study done that said 85% of Americans believe they have too much stuff and are looking to sway towards the minimalist approach in terms of luxury. The same people are actively working to declutter and simplify their home and office spaces. The traditional American mantra of bigger is always better, along with the consumption-driven buying habits, is proven by the 48% of Americans who say their lives were more cluttered right now than they were 10 years ago. I know mine is. And I got to tell you, there's something about the tiny home thing that really appeals to me. I like that. But I would have to get rid of so much stuff in order to get into a tiny home. But I think we all need to do that. We need to look at that. Some of us do. There's just something that appeals to me about that. All right, while I have 5 minutes, let me go through this article real quick. This is James Gilliland. Universal law from shift frequency. I love shift frequency. So many people are asking, what is going on? Will there ever be justice? The answer is yes. There's a saying, nature is slow to react, but very thorough when it does. People are awakening. The fake news and mind control programs are failing. The division games with cultures and religions are no longer viable. The crooked politicians, wayward agency power abuses, deep state, as well as the puppet masters, the global elite, they're all imploding. It's a byproduct of compression by the higher dimensional beings, their consciousness and universal law. Think of the earth herself expanding, ascending, then add to the higher consciousness and energies pressing in. Add what the scientists are finally revealing about the solar system going through a highly energized place in the universe. The cosmic ultraviolet infrared rays, the Schumann resonance are off the scales. The dark realms are being squeezed, forced into the light, and they're lashing out, influencing and possessing people trying to create as much havoc as possible. Healers and light workers around the world are asking, what's going on? Their client friends, even family, are losing it with emotional outbursts, some acting as if they're possessed. Folks, we are in those times. The hidden and the real agendas are now being exposed. By their fruits, you will know them. Their actions will define their character. There's a lot of doublespeak, lots of posing. Leaders in every walk of life are being exposed, and their followers are having meltdowns trying to ignore the obvious. It looks as if the world's going crazy, yet it's always been crazy. But it's only now being revealed to us. That makes so much sense. The world of opposites is ending. The chaos is the healing. So how does one discern? There are many questions that need to be asked. Are we creating heaven on earth? Are we operating under universal law, universal peace, brotherly, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for all? Are the leaders self-serving? Where is their funding coming from? Who are they associated with? Where do the donations go? The main question is, where is their income? Where is it coming from? Words without deeds are dead. I had a wise man tell me there are many archon walk-ins, wolves in sheep's clothing. They prey upon people's empathy, compassion, and good nature. They are placed into high positions of power, and by nature, people want to believe them. They are referred to as planned opposition. They usually have massive egos, are narcissistic, shameless, and cannot tell the truth no matter how much evidence is garnered against them. I know some of those. The tyrants realized people will revolt without a savior, so they created one, usually with the above-mentioned characteristics. They remain in full control of that person with promises of notoriety, power, and wealth to control the narrative. These puppets take the podium, shake their fists at the government, yet at the same time they're being paid by the dark factions within the government, the global elite. These false icons brag about their high-level connections regardless of the fact that these connections are Luciferian, pedophiles, and in some case, murderers. They prey upon the gullible and the ignorant, the blind followers who refuse to look or to do their own research, people who do not trust their own heart, their own inner guidance. If you were clairvoyant, you would feel and see what is within and standing behind these people, and it isn't pretty. These sacred senses are being activated. What would happen if you stopped giving your power away? What would happen if you made your own personal connection to God, and that's all caps? Do you know contact comes with enlightenment? Do you know you're not just a body and a personality? You are a spirit, and that spirit is multidimensional. Did you know you don't need anyone or have to pay thousands of dollars to connect to the source, see ships, or to make contact? All that's necessary is pure intent, discernment, a few tools, and spiritual discipline. Get out in nature. Walk away. It's an inner journey. It always has been. The external is the distraction. I love that. The external is the distraction. I want to leave you with two gems. One,